My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. DP hates Eric Bieniemy and he hates Ron Rivera.
I don't hate him
as a human.
He doesn't hate him as a man.
He resents his run.
Yeah, I mean, he destroyed my team.
But you always liked Jay Gruden.
I love Jay.
And, you know,
Jay had a little more success. Jay had back-to-back winning seasons. Yeah, you can mock it. He had back-to-back winning seasons.
I know, but Ron took him to the playoffs. Probably a very similar winning percentage.
There's an asterisk next to that.
It's a very similar winning percentage, okay? It's not great.
Yeah, but who do you think was better? I personally think Jay was better. Jay is more competent.
Jay was slightly better.
I think Jay's more competent.
As a coach, yeah.
100%. Ron just stands there.
Well, the problem with Ron was Ron also had control of personnel and drafting, and that part sucked.
Right.
And that really sucked.
Right.
But when I saw Ron out in Pebble Beach,
I know he's butt nice.
Nicest guy in the world. And I asked him, I said, are you living out here? Because he's from Monterey and he's got a house out there. I said, are you living out here full time? He goes, no, I haven't sold my house back in Virginia because I'm bouncing back and forth doing something for the NFL Network. And I don't know if he's going to be a weekly guest.
Sounds like he's going to be every Wednesday.
Okay, he's going to do something every Wednesday for the NFL Network. And so I guess he's – now that's in – is the NFL Network based in New York or L.A.?
They moved to L.A.
All right. So, but he said he was doing something back here. I don't know what it was, but that's why he hadn't sold his house yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, you know, he's trying to get into the TV stuff.
Well, no one's going to hire him to coach.
You're not going to watch it.
Yeah, Gruden had a 418 winning percentage and Ron 396. Both with one playoff appearance.
Jay's better.
Yeah. Slightly, but anyway, I just thought it was interesting that Ron gets there and be happy and talk about Jaden Daniels in a Washington uniform when he could have addressed the quarterback his first year. And you know, I understand Chase Young, people like the pick, but I still see Tua playing. I definitely see Justin Herbert playing. Peyton Manning came out with his top five quarterbacks list. A lot of people were surprised, so. You know, obviously, I had Patrick Mahomes number one. He ranked his top five, and I don't know if I have the order, but he had Justin Herbert in his top five.
Where was Tua? Top 10?
He just did the top five. Tua wasn't in there. Okay. All right, let's open up the entertainment page, driven by BMW Fairfax.
That's right. May not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax, he's the guy. He has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. They got used, new vehicles, all that good stuff. You need service, whatever it is, mention me. They will absolutely take care of you. All right, sad news. I wasn't necessarily a fan of this dude's politics, but I did watch this guy a lot when I was growing up, JP. Phil Donahue's passed away at the age of 88.
Lived a nice life.
We're really showing our age here, but... when we were kids or whatever, his talk show was on like in the middle of the day, I feel like, right?
Yeah.
Come home, maybe 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, whatever. Yeah, kind of before Oprah.
Exactly. He was kind of Oprah before Oprah.
Yeah, he was Oprah before Oprah. Very likable on TV.
Did you see where he lived?
I think
he lived in Augusta.
Did he?
I think.
Did he? Was he a member at Augusta?
I don't know.
Was he a golfer?
I don't know that, but I think he lived in Augusta, Georgia.
But 88 years was old. His wife, they said he had a long illness.
Marlo Thomas, was she like Miss America or something?
Maybe. I know she was an actress.
She was definitely an actress.
Yeah, I know that. So anyway, pour some out for Phil Donahue, although as JP mentioned, 88. I mean, it's sad that we're all going to go, but we'd all take 88, I think. Matthew Perry, more details. This was kind of out last week, but... I think we touched on this. He told his assistant, Jason, shoot me up with a big one the day he died with the ketamine. In fact, I think he got 3 injections the day he died. Shocker. He got an injection at 8:30. I mean, just think about this. 8:30, 12:45, and 1:30. Big surprise. He passed out in the hot tub and donked off.
God, he must have been just a complete mess. So at 8:30, he wants his assistant to shoot him up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you said by 1 o'clock.
No, 12:45, he did another one.
1 o'clock, he did another one. 1:30,
he did another one.
So he did
one. And then he went in the hot tub, passed out, and I think basically died from drowning.
Yeah.
That
put you to sleep.
I think when they looked at his innards, like he had heart disease, he had all kinds of stuff going on from probably.
I mean, what
years
do you do if you're the? What do you do if you're the assistant?
Well, he was the assistant for like 25, 26
years.
Say,
he's
Matthew,
been no,
shooting
I can't.
Him up with drugs for 20 years, right?
I mean, you got to put a stop to it. You can't do it, Matthew. You can't do it. You're gonna die.
No.
Maybe you wanted to die.
No.
By the way, back to Phil Donahue, just because I got curious and I looked it up. So he was married. And had 5 children with a previous wife. Then he got divorced. And a couple of years later, he has a guest on his show, Marlo Thomas. And he scooped her up.
Nice. That's how he met her.
That's how he
on
met
the
her.
Show.
That's what it says here.
Jason, you'll be into this because I know you had an interaction with Coldplay. We're all Coldplay fans here, right? I mean, I don't think they're the greatest band ever, but I like Coldplay. Their current rock tour.
Yeah.
Is approaching $1 billion. It's right now the highest grossing rock tour of all time. It's ahead of Elton John. It's ahead of U2, Guns N' Roses, The Rolling Stones. It's got 21 more shows. It's made $945 million this tour. It's going to go well over $1 billion. Now, it still pales in comparison of Taylor's tour. She's got the pop tour that's done $2 billion in sales, which it will by the end of its run in December. But I had no idea that Coldplay was outperforming U2, Elton John, Guns N' Roses, Rolling Stones. I had no idea that tour was that big.
Maybe 6 months ago, that had Coldplay up there, in like the highest
grossing
ever.
Tours.
So it's like, you know, Bad Bunny's up there, Taylor Swift. Than like some of the old acts.
And my interaction with Coldplay was when I was in the van coming back from the concert.
Mm-hmm.
Nutcracker
at George Mason at the Patriot Center.
Probably 2003 or 2004.
I mean, they were just kind of coming up. But I was in the van. Chris Martin was not in the van, but 3 of the other band members were taking us back to the hotel.
Right.
And I was whistling. I believe I was whistling Yellow.
Yeah, you weren't whistling. You were like whistling with your lips.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And I was annoying.
Did they comment?
And
I
was annoying the drummer and the bass player. And I can't remember their names. I think Johnny Buckland was one of them.
It looks like it was 2003.
We were on a bus or.
And
you know,
I
like,
could tell. I could. And I was hammered.
You could tell they were annoyed.
I could tell they were annoyed.
Well, of course, because you were hammered.
I was annoying them.
We were on a bus going somewhere to one of these events with Papa Roach. Can you find this single? I'd like to play it this segment if you could. There's a single with Jacoby Shaddix and Carrie Underwood. It's going to blow your mind. I think it's going to blow your mind. But Papa Roach, very popular in the early 2000s, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is my last resort. You know that song.
Right.
Most people know that song. He was a known boozer.
Big time.
And I think he was telling everybody he was sober. Mm-hmm. He was pounding beers on the bus. But nice, though. Super right. nice guy. Super nice guys in the band. He's got a great voice. You would have never guessed. You would just think he was just like a rap rock screamer.
Right.
He's doing a collab with Carrie Underwood, if Valdez can find it. I don't think there's any cursing or anything in there, Valdez. Where they're like harmonizing and putting out a single. Like, I'm blown away.
Really?
I'm blown away. And by the way, the video that they put out, Carrie Underwood's lips are all plumped up. All people are doing are joning on Carrie Underwood's killing lips. Her.
By the way, Jason, I stand corrected. 2002.
2002, yeah.
Blind eyes turning from a world so cold, a million miles apart within my reach.
You gotta hear the chorus, but.
It's not like me to worry.
Did you think he could sing like that? I didn't.
For Jacoby Shattuck?
Yeah, that's, I didn't think he could sing
I
like
that.
I
saw him recently.
I didn't know he had pipes like that.
Right?
I saw him recently. And
right here, this is good,
with the
dude.
Band, and they look different. I mean, obviously, a lot older, but.
How old is he now? 50?
Isn't this good?
Yeah, it's really good.
48.
I can hear him and not Carrie Underwood.
Dude, he is singing his ass off.
Yeah, I did notice.
I would agree, that's good.
I think I saw him on TV. I can't remember exactly what it was, and it wasn't that with. And I was like, "Whoa, that's Papa Roach!" Like, they had a different sound.
Dude, they're still grinding.
He sounds good.
Still going. Yeah.
HFS Nutcracker 2002.
Yeah,
was Boxcar Racer. Mm-hmm.
Coldplay. That was the guy. That was Tom DeLonge's band.
Yes. Newfound Glory, Queens of Stone Age, The Distillers, The Vines, Zwan, and James Brown, who EB and Cakes introduced.
Telling you, God, one of the highlights of my career, introducing that dude.
That was a great concert, man.
That's when Jason got in a fight with a bunch of people.
Because we had the white rapper contest.
Well, they were throwing stuff at me.
Well, you were defending Cole. Because
I know, it was my boy.
So I thought it was 2003. So
Cole's my man.
We'd probably only been with HFS for a couple months at that point.
Yeah,
for sure. A couple other quickies. Alien did $41.5 million. Alien Romulus. What did Kev give that?
Did not like it.
He didn't like it.
I think he gave it a 3.5.
Deadpool and Wolverine did 29. It Ends With Us, 24. Twisters. Can't believe that one's still out there.
That seems like 9.8. Good week for the movies.
And then Coraline. I don't know what that is. Coraline, 8.6 million. There's your top five.
Can't tell you the last time I saw a movie in theaters, though.
Last but not least,
Deadpool. I bet you it was the Roadhouse 2. I'm calling it Roadhouse 2. It's just Roadhouse.
Yeah. I can't do an EP without giving a Ben Affleck update. He and Jen Garner, they took their kids together. I think they were in Japan.
They were vacationing together?
Blended family.
I thought I saw that. Yeah, but just like, I know they went and helped maybe one of the kids move into school. I think maybe Violet is going to be going to Yale. So they think were in New Haven. But I think they were also overseas potentially. And there was a body language expert that looks at Jen Garner and sees how much affection she still has for Ben.
She's happy.
And Ben looks happier.
But is she remarried?
Yeah, I don't think there's any romance, but they say they're best friend exes. Best friend exes. There you go. Well, you know, when you're mutually raising kids.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes it, you know, can work out. Sometimes it doesn't.
I saw some stupid headline. I don't even think I clicked on the story. It said something like, J-Lo drinks straight out of the bottle during her Ben breakup or something like that.
Well, allegedly, that's why he had to get away from her, because she was going to ruin his sobriety.
But I thought she wasn't a drinker either.
Well, maybe she is now.
She did spots for
maybe she is now.
All right, coming up next, give you a chance to win some tickets to go see Jason Aldean at Jiffy Lube Live. You can call in now at 800-636-1067 for the morning matchup here on The Junk.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.